We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
What is up, Nets fans? Welcome to the Brooklyn Buzz. I'm Nick Faye, hitting you with a recap of the Nets win over the Hawks, 124-97. Big win for the Nets in terms of landing that play-in spot. Now three games behind Atlanta with another matchup against them on Saturday. I think you obviously get some level of confidence when you blow a team out the way they did tonight. You know, this game was over in the third quarter, and it really started in that first where the Nets came out strong. Second quarter cooled off a little bit. Atlanta made a little push, but overall, Brooklyn did what they needed to do to win this game. A lot of it came through three-point shooting. We're going to jump into that and plenty more. Make sure you check the buzz on all streaming platforms. But like I said, a lot of it came from three-point shooting. The Nets were 22 of 46 from three, while Atlanta was 8 of 28 from three. You know, that's just going to win you the game alone. And I think overall for the Nets, a big reason we're seeing lopsided games from them is the variance in three-point shooting. Games where they're dominating from three or knocking down a lot of shots, it's opening up other things offensively, but also it's a large component of what they can do offensively given some of the restrictions of this roster. So, you know, if you're hitting 40-plus percent from three and you're taking 43s, you're probably going to win unless the other team is, you know, doing something crazy on the other end of the floor. And obviously Atlanta, without Trae Young, without Okongwu, these guys, you know, don't necessarily have that huge offensive engine when Trae Young's not there. You know, DeJounte Murray can provide you some things and put up some points tonight, 28 points and five assists, but Trae's probably going to go out there, give you 28 points and probably something like 10 to 12 assists, and I think that's going to make a difference. Also, the amount of attention he attracts offensively. So you kind of saw some of the issues the Nets have for the Hawks tonight. You know, they have a lot of guys that can do some things, but they're not necessarily key guys that can do it all on the floor and create for themselves consistently and knock down shots consistently. And you also saw that in the three-point shooting. And the Nets, on the other hand, had guys step up, especially Cam Johnson, who had easily his best game of the season, 29 points, 10 of 15 from the field, 7 of 11 from 3, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 turnovers, was plus 29 in this game. Cam Johnson knocked down more threes tonight than he has in the last 4 games in a Nets uniform. So he just produced, and this is what the Nets have needed from him all season long. Obviously, you're not going to shoot 66% from the field and 63% from 3 every game, but if the Nets could get, you know, 45% from the field and 40% from three consistently and get him on the floor playing 30 minutes and doing what he was doing out there, playing confident and looking to create things offensively, that would be huge for this team over the course of, you know, the last 50 plus games. And they just haven't gotten that. He hasn't played at this level. You know, maybe this could be a nice little boost for his confidence and momentum to finish off the year and something hopefully to build on going into next season, or even, you know, potentially build up his trade value going into the offseason. So really good stuff for Cam Johnson to just look good out there and look confident. You know, you saw him trying to make things happen. He wasn't just looking hesitant, looking to pass the ball. Even when he had a shot blocked from Capella in that first quarter, you know, he went back to the rim, he went back and did things in the paint. So really happy with his performance, and it just kind of goes to show if the Nets could get one of these guys to step up, you know, maybe two or three guys to step up every single night, you know, they can make up the absence of a superstar, but they need guys to step up and play kind of above their average level and above of what we've seen from them this season. And, you know, another guy who came through tonight, played at a really high level, was Dennis Schroeder. And obviously he was an acquisition at the trade deadline, and if they've had him all season, you're probably having a higher expectation. You're probably winning at least five more games just because he's giving you competent point guard play. Not only is he scoring the basketball with 23 points on 9 of 15 from the field and 5 of 7 from 3, which obviously is a little bit of outlier. He's not a great three-point shooter, but we'll take it. He also had 8 rebounds and 7 assists and only 2 turnovers. And he also helps push the pace, create a little bit of transition play, and gives you some level of rim pressure. You know, he's not a great player in terms of attacking the rim because of his, you know, lack of size, but he's still willing to go in there, hit some crazy shots. You know, probably could have got some more, could have got free throws in this game. Didn't shoot one free throw in this one, but you like what he provides. He's starting to kind of fit in with the squad and, you know, just building momentum. And if you can get, you know, probably like 16 and 6 or 7 from him consistently the rest of the season, that's pretty big stuff. And also defensively, he's definitely a pest. You know, he's a guy who's just very active. I think he does a nice job of recovering, especially kind of running guys off the three-point line sometimes because of his speed. And just a huge upgrade over Spencer Dinwiddie and what Dinwiddie was providing. And obviously, we know that there's more to that situation than meets the eye given the background stuff. But still, you know, really happy with the way Schroeder played. Mikal, not a great game, but still a bounce back compared to the 4 points we saw against Orlando. So 15 points for him, 6 of 14 from the field, 3 of 9 from 3, 7 rebounds, a number you like to see from him. You know, if you're not scoring, you're not knocking down your shots, you know, go to the boards, have an impact there. Also 5 assists in this game, that's solid stuff for Mikal. 1 steal, 1 block, did have 0 turnovers, which is definitely a plus, was a team high plus 30. I think his defense has gotten a little bit better under Ali. Maybe he's kind of called him out and expected a little bit more from the end of the floor. So just kind of something to keep on the rest of the season. Over to Dorian Finney-Smith. You know, okay game for DFS. Nothing too crazy. 7 points, 3 of 8 from the field, 1 of 6 from three, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. You know, one of the few Nets that were really struggling from three tonight, because if he knocks down those shots, you know, he's probably taking close to 9 threes in this game and has a chance to get into double digits, maybe, and score 15 and make this a blowout a little bit sooner than it was. Claxton, not a good game. You know, this is a night that we won't remember from Nick Claxton. 5 points, 1 of 6 from the field, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block. Had butterfingers in this game. A lot of passes off his hands where he couldn't complete an oop or whatever it was. And, excuse me, Capella kind of got the best of him in some different situations. You know, we talked about in that Memphis game, the energy he came out with, he's a different player. With the energy he came tonight and the focus and all those different things, he just wasn't there. And he looked more like a backup big tonight. And that's not what you want from a guy going into, you know, who's in a contract year and looking for a big contract in the offseason. This is kind of a performance you circle and you show him, oh, you want $25 million. You know, you played 28 minutes tonight and gave us 5 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 block. And just was not very impactful. You know, De'Ron Sharpe in this game was a better center. We're going to jump into him in a little bit, but, you know, this is not what Clax needs to do. If he wants to get paid, he wants that big contract, they're going to need more from him, you know. And I think it's going to be a really interesting negotiation, obviously an unrestricted free agent, so it could go a variation of ways. You know, so many different things could happen with him, and, you know, the Nets could lose him for nothing, but it could end up being an okay move if, you know, the contract is ridiculous. You know, so we'll see how that all kind of plays out for the Nets and Nick Claxton. Obviously big fans of Claxton this podcast, hoping he can kind of find, you know, consistent play for the next 20 games and really maintain his spot in his role in Brooklyn.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire.
Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
But over to De'Ron Sharpe, who played a really nice game. You know, 12 points, 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3. Had 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 turnover, plus 15 in this one. I think three things that really stick out for De'Ron in comparison to Claxton is De'Ron's ability to pass the basketball. You know, Clax has improved a lot, but De'Ron just is very decisive in that area. Obviously, a great rebounder, and provides a level of physicality in the way that he rebounds the basketball. You know, he's not going to really get punked by Capella. And then also the potential of his three-point shot. You know, he's been attempting them at a slightly higher rate than Nick Claxton. Neither guy shooting, you know, super high, but we've heard more about De'Ron developing that three-point shot. So just some things to keep an eye on moving forward. And obviously he's under contract for next season for the Nets. If the things with Clax don't work out and they want to roll with him as a starting center, at the very least, I think De'Ron's, you know, declared himself a solid backup center for the rest of his NBA career if he can maintain these levels and make slight improvements. And a lot of those improvements don't even necessarily have to be physical. It's more of the mental aspect and understanding of NBA defenses and things along those lines. So I think De'Ron's really shown great improvement, and it's nice to see him back to playing at a high level even after missing so much time this season with an injury. So real progress with him, and one of the few guys you can say has developed well for the Nets this season. Jalen Wilson got some minutes in this game. Nothing crazy. You know, finished with 6 points, 2 of 7 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Has some rookie moments out there, but also you just love the hustle and energy, and you can see how he can fit into so many different NBA teams with his role player abilities. Lonnie Walker in this one got a chance to kind of light it up a little bit in garbage time. 11 points, 4 of 9 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 turnover. Okay game from Lonnie, nothing too crazy, nothing, you know, bad or anything like that. Dennis Smith Jr. also got some more minutes in garbage time, played in the rotation as well. 10 points, 4 of 7 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 5 assists. I will say one thing with Dennis Smith Jr., he does play the guard position looking to set other guys up. You know, he's consistently looking to run the pick and roll and find Clax or Sharp on the roll to catch an oop or an easy pass for whatever it is. We saw Watford and Bates Diop in complete garbage time, no rotation minutes for those two. And overall, you know, take what you want from those 5 minutes out there, but nothing too important there. In terms of Cam Thomas still out, Ben Simmons still out. Ben Simmons missed this game with left leg soreness. Not really sure what's going on with him. You know, as we've talked about, at this point in the year, we aren't anticipating anything from Ben Simmons. There's no expectation for Ben Simmons moving forward for this Nets team. He's just not healthy enough. When he plays, cool. You know, there's probably a bench role for him in a specific lineup where he's, you know, playing the five with four other shooters on the floor, and that maybe could be a nice plus for the Nets in certain situations, but not something you're willing to count on or something you're expecting for the rest of the season to have in your pocket. And Cam Thomas, on the other hand, we saw some photos from fans at the game, is in a walking boot and had an ankle and foot sprain, mid-foot sprain, so a little scary on that front. Definitely seemed like he was in pain after we saw that injury. You know, with Cam, we want him on the floor because he obviously could be a very big key component for this team moving forward in terms of maybe being an in-house star, maybe being a key piece in a big trade, or even just also just a future starter or role player for this team. You know, there's a lot of different things that he can do for this Nets basketball team. So hopefully he gets healthy, back on the floor, and kind of can continue his development. But overall, you know, you're really happy with this win if you're looking for the Nets to make the play-in. You know, I know there's some fans out there hoping the Nets tank the rest of the season, even though they don't have their pick, because it'll mean Sean Marks is fired. And there's some worry that if the Nets do make the play-in, win the play-in games, get a playoff spot, Josiah will believe in this team and believe a star could, you know, really change things for them in the offseason. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it. I will say it's pretty interesting. They played the Hawks again in such a close proximity on Saturday at 3 p.m. Obviously, afternoon games, staying a Friday night in New York City. Good chance the Nets could potentially have another blowout on Saturday, or they could be blown out. You know, that's kind of just the way things have gone for this team. It's one of two ways. They either come out and play really well, or they play bad basketball, and it's extremely disappointing, and you're wondering if you're going to tune in to watch the rest of the season. So take what you want with the win. Again, the Hawks weren't very good in this game, but that's not saying much, because we've seen the Nets get blown out by bad teams. And hopefully they can carry this momentum, beat the Hawks, and start winning basketball games and playing competitive basketball consistently for the rest of the season. You know, we don't anticipate them beating, you know, teams like Denver or like Boston and things like that. But, you know, be competitive in those games and at least give yourselves a chance. And then maybe against teams like Miami, teams like the Lakers or Utah or Orlando, have a chance to win, you know, have it down to the wire. I think that's the expectation for this team, and we've seen them play good enough. And again, a lot of it is connected to variance of three-point shooting, but there's other areas they can control that they've shown in the course of these two blowout wins that lead you to believe that they can be more competitive the rest of the season. But as always, big thanks for everybody listening. Check the Buzz on all stream platforms.